Feast Festival is just around the corner, officially kicking off next week on the 7th of November. But there are a few events that are happening just before to get you in the Pride mood. We will be your go-to destination for Feast coverage, bringing you a whole bunch of interviews over the month. And we can't wait to hear about this event. We do have Fanny Jacobson on the line. Good night. Good evening, Fanny. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, guys. How are you all going?
Going good.
Yeah, it's a good night to talk about queer things.
Yeah.
It is, absolutely. So we've got this amazing event coming up, and we'd like as many people as possible to come along to it. So I'm happy to answer your questions and tell you all about it.
Yeah, so what is Right Black?
Righto. So Right Black is basically it's a spoken word event, I suppose, is the best way of describing it. And there's going to be a bunch of Aboriginal writers. I don't think we've got any Torres Strait Islanders, but, you know, it's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander are all invited to participate. And we've got a whole bunch of people. Some of them are emerging writers. Some of them are established writers, really good writers. We've got a fun kind of little workshop that we're going to do where we get everybody writing. Everybody in the audience gets to write something. And then the writers will be reading either their own writing or some of the people who are going to be participating will be reading the writing of other queer writers. So it's a real mix-up.
Amazing. It sounds like a really cool mix of, like, open mic and then a bit of a slam going in there and established guests as well.
You got it.
Yes. Mm. Can you tell us a bit about how this event came to be?
Okay, so the inestimable Margie Fisher was putting together the writing program. It's called Writing Long Eyes. That's the whole writing program in the festival. And, of course, you know, she wanted there to be particularly an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander section of that program. And so she started talking to people, and my darling, wonderful friend Charlie Bear Dare, who I'm sure you all know, was roped in to be the coordinator, and she's done the most marvelous job of pulling together a really eclectic bunch of writers, presenters, and a very fun MC. So it's really about showcasing the fabulous writing of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in South Australia, queer people.
So who can we see in this showcase?
Okay, so there's, as I said, there's a huge bunch of people. One of our established writers is Natalie Harkin, who is a teacher at Flinders University. She is the most, you know, she's a published writer, and she's very, very brilliant, and she's going to lead our little workshop that we're going to run at the beginning of the event. And then there's going to be a chap called, I'm struggling now a little bit because I know everybody's first names and I don't know their surnames. But there's like, there's a boy called Alfred, and there's somebody called Jolie, and there's somebody called Keenan, and they're just going to read a mixture of prose, poetry, spoken word. So it's, you know, like I say, the levels of writing and all of the styles of writing are going to be really, really mixed up, which just gives us a really exciting program. It's a really exciting program.
Amazing.
Yeah. And people are really, you know, we've had so much enthusiasm for the opportunity to actually jump up and read something from, you know, that's been written in the past or written for the event. So I'm pretty excited about the whole thing.
We're chatting to Fanny Jacobson about the feast event, Write Black.
Fanny, I want to know if you will be taking the mic and performing anything on this night.
Actually, on the night, I'm not going to be. I'm sort of in the background, you know, being the worker. I'm going to be taking money at the door and showing people to their streets. That's my role for this particular thing. But I've been mentoring Charlotte in the art of event organising, because that's one of my skills. I do have my own event in the festival, which is called Flossie Graber and the 19 COVID Carriers, and I'll be reading in that event, but we'll talk about that at another time.
Definitely. Well, speaking of the rest of the Feast Festival, is there anything that you're excited for throughout November in the festival itself?
Oh, well, look, I'm going to do a little shameless plug.
Go for it.
So my event, Flossie Graber and the 19 COVID Carriers, is happening on the 9th, which is the Monday following the Write Black event. And that is an exhibition of hand-woven baskets. And the story that goes with it is the story about a fictional character, Flossie, who wove the baskets during the time of COVID. And the kind of the reason I wrote the story was because I was so pissed off with the you know, rampant racism that emerged around the COVID, you know, story. So I've rewritten an origin story of the virus, and you know, I have kind of swung my own take on that, and then the baskets are sort of accompany the story. That's happening at Diversity, which is the same place that the Write Black event is happening at. And I don't know if you're familiar with that venue.
I'm excited for us to figure. I think it's kind of popped back up, and I'm really excited to be spending a lot of Feast there and to get to know the venue.
Yeah, so there's heaps of lovely things happening at that venue, which is on Grove Street. It's 161 Grove Street. And I really encourage people to come along and hang out and have the wonderful food that the women, Sue and Sarah, who run the venue, you know, offer delicious meals and lots of lovely drinks. So you can, you know, come and have a meal and see a show, and it is really a worth, you know, worth coming along to the venue. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous venue.
Mm. So when can people catch Write Black?
Okay, so Write Black's happening on the 5th of November, which is next Thursday. And it starts at 6, it goes for 2 hours. And there'll be finger food that we'll be providing. That's all part of your ticket. So you can book on Try Booking. And to be honest, I can't remember the price of the tickets, but it's pretty cheap.
It is. It's $10 for an adult and $5 for a concession.
Well, there you go. And with that, you'll get finger food, you'll get a fabulous show, and a really wonderful venue where you can hang out and have drinks.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Fanny.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Look, I'd really love to chat to you guys again. I'm very excited about Feast. I've been involved with Feast for many, many years. I came to Adelaide to be the artistic director of Feast in 2003. I did that job for about 4 years. And so I have an absolute passion and adoration for the festival. And I'm really encouraging all your listeners to buy as many tickets and go to as many shows as you can. It's unbelievable program considering the circumstances. So, you know, really hoe in and come along to shows.